Hello and welcome to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips. And tonight we look at what it takes to make it to the top of your profession. So tell me, have you ever seen a tree grow to half its length? Have you ever seen a shark chase its prey at half its regular speed that it can actually swim? Have you ever seen a flower blossom to half its natural size? No, in fact, you never will, because when a tree grows, it grows as high as it can. It puts its roots into the ground as far as it can. When a shark swims, it swims as fast as it can. It does everything it can to be successful. Human beings are, in fact, the only species on the planet that routinely live to a fraction of their potential. Human beings are the only species on the planet that can actually think themselves to death. This is proven that most heart attacks happen an hour or two the person goes and starts their work week. Why? Because they're thinking themselves to death, literally. Your brain will stress you out, cause you anxiety. Your brain will defeat you. Human beings are the only species on the planet that think themselves into defeat. If you could go back knowing what you know now and live your life again, would you be more successful? Would you accomplish more? Most people say yes, because whatever you are achieving right now, whatever and however high you've gone, is only a fraction to what's actually possible, to what you're actually capable of. Just imagine if you died today. If you died today, what would die with you? What dreams, what inventions, what contributions to society would lie to rest in your grave? Well, tonight we're going to talk to people who aren't going to let their dreams die with them. We're going to talk to people who had the courage to follow their dreams, to take those first few steps to make their dream a reality. And so if you're wondering how you can take those first few precarious steps, you know, if you can shed, you know, that those shackles that are holding you back, if you're wondering how you can take that plunge, this show may be just the one thing that you need to do that, because the best thing to do is talk to people who've done it. So tonight, our first guest actually quit a well-paying job. And I mean, was a very good job that he quit without having another job, without having a plan, with nothing more than saying, I'm going to do something I love. Today, he's the co-founder and managing director of Namshi.com, a leader in fashion online e-retailing. And in fact, I think my colleague here in the radio station is actually wearing one of his shirts. So it's a very, very active website, and that's Namshi.com. So we're gonna find out how he took that jump and how he got into one of the most successful online fashion retailers in the Middle East. But, you know, we don't just stop with one success story, because, you know, if you want to be successful at Eye on Careers, we think you need to be tenacious. You have to come to the table with more than just one punch. So we don't have one success story. We have two. Our second guest has been named among the top 40 of the world's excellent females by the New York Times. Not a shabby paper by any stretch. And she's also been ranked in the top 25 of Hong Kong's most inspiring and influential women by the South China Morning Post. And she's also been voted as the world's outstanding Chinese designer. She's the chief designer of the Ford Motor Company. Her name is Chelsea Lau. Hear the story of how a woman climbed to the top of a male-dominated car design business. It's an amazing story. It's one you just don't want to miss. You know, these are people who are really literally chasing their dreams. But before we do that, I want to get a bit of a take on what's happening in the markets, global markets. And I personally think, you know, one of the better things to do rather than talk to an economist or a banker, which we all know what they've been up to over the last 5, 6, 7 years hasn't been, you know, our favorite professionals. But nonetheless, they usually do give you a bit of an insight in the market. But I think better logistics is more of an indicator, because these people are shipping all kinds of goods all over the world all the time. time. And if anybody knows what's really happening, is the people involved in the logistics business. So we have Pamela Robusch, the chief executive officer of TSI Group, which is one of the world's leading logistics executive search firms, on the line here. Pamela, hi, how are you?
Hello, Shane. I'm well. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much. I believe you're in Toronto, Canada, on the other side of the planet.
We're in Toronto, yes, and it's a good day today.
Excellent. So that means it's not snowing, I guess, when it's a good
No snow yet.
Okay, that's great. Well, you know, I thought it was really interesting just to give you a ring because, you know, you are really working extensively in the logistics business. What are you seeing now in the global logistics business? Are we on an upswing? Are we going to be facing a bear market? What do you see in terms of this business at this point?
Yes, Shane. I mean, we really see that two things, that growth and confidence is coming back. So since 2008, we're seeing certainly shifting capacities around the globe in terms of the large international freight forwarding and transportation and logistics companies. We're seeing a lot more consolidation. So the entire value proposition of what companies are looking for from an integrated supply chain perspective is really more around solutions globally for these customers. So, you know, for those that aren't the biggest of the big firms, what we are seeing is a lot of partnering going on. And even though in terms of the steamship lines globally there is still capacity, we do see that here in North America, in terms of the assets of trucks and trains and other modes of transportation, that capacity is actually becoming more constrained. So that means that we are definitely on an upshift in terms of, as you said, this industry is a leading indicator of the economy. So we definitely are seeing growth and capacity shrinking.
Well, that's great. So that basically what you're saying is that from what you're seeing, we're entering into a bull run as we
yes.
move forward.
For sure.
Well, that's great. I mean, one of my friends was saying, you know, we were having an argument and I was saying it's much easier to get rich now or to create wealth now than ever before. And he's in the logistics business and he was saying, no, it's harder now than ever because of this consolidation that you mentioned. You know, are the smaller mom and pop players getting squeezed out of the market? Because if you don't have a huge global network with, you know, boats and trains and huge freezers and cold storage and warm storage and everything else that you need, if you don't have the full network, you're just not going to be able to attract the clients anymore.
Well, I think the small companies, there's definitely a place for them. But what they have to continue to do is, you know, their value proposition is that because they're boutique and they're smaller, they can be more nimble and more scalable to what their clients want and need. And so sometimes that flexibility is what's and innovative solutions are what companies are looking for. So you have to be able to sell value. And if you're not doing that today and you're just trying to, you know, bring it down to a commoditized level, that's where I'd say you then become one like many and you won't stand out. So I think the smaller firms just have to know that companies are looking for niches and for full solutions that put revenue on the bottom line. Let's face it, if you have an efficient supply chain, companies can really put that right to their bottom lines, and that should wake up, you know, the CEOs in the boardrooms to want to listen to what the supply chain leaders are saying.
And I think if you don't have a good supply chain, you might just bottom out. But you know what I find interesting about your profession is you're dealing with CEOs on a daily basis from multiple organizations. And you're getting a very good vantage point on what's happening in the market. What is your prediction on what's going to happen to the near and mid future in this business?
Well, I think, you know, in terms of the talent pool itself, I think, you know, North Americans and Europeans and the Middle East and the Far East, we're going to be looking for more people with global understanding and understanding the full end-to-end supply chain. So that means people who have perspective and knowledge and skills and competencies that get, you know, the bigger picture. So what we are seeing is, you know, continual need to sort of find those skills across the globe that are going to add value to the companies no matter where they're based. And I think thinking in that broader, you know, thinking globally but yet knowing how to act locally is kind of the combination of what we seek out when we're trying to, you know, place some of these senior professionals throughout North America.
And what's happening to the equity of a logistics professional? Is it increasing? Is it decreasing? And how much can a senior logistics professional earn?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the compensation bands, I'd say they continue to be heading north. I mean, you know, directors could be sort of in U.S. dollars anywhere sort of in the 125 to 200,000 range. VPs could be from the 2 to 450 range. And then, you know, if somebody's a chief logistics officer for, a multi-global organization, I mean, they could be sitting in the $600,000-$700,000 up to, you know, over $1 million with, you know, getting all of their equity and stock and bonuses and so forth. So I think the more the beyond the money, which is, you know, it is a great profession to grow in, that, you know, it is for companies that really need to be successful. And even if, let's say, they are in sort of a retailer or in a sector that is, let's say, fashion, you know, you really need to execute and to scale up. If you grow too quickly, your supply chain can kill you. So having the right competence, people with those competencies and knowledge at the C-suite is critical to any business's scalability.
Well, Pamela, thank you so much for your insights. I wish we had more time because I think it's a really interesting subject, and hopefully we can have you on again the show sometime soon.
I would love to do that. Thank you very much for having me, Shane.
Okay, bye now. That was Pamela Robusch, the Chief Executive Officer and originally the founder of TSI, one of the world's leading logistics executive search firms.
Dubai I 103.8. Stay one step ahead.